that's on the phone, never heard of them before, they know someone who I know, asked me to call you. What happened? Oi, this lady feels so terrible. One of her friends confided in her that apparently our sugya applies. Shem Yirach. How can she do such a thing? She's a wonderful husband, 5 wonderful children. I said, who says she's telling the truth? It's a Mishnah. We don't listen. You know, there's no credibility. Well, the circumstantial evidence. Mamash. What happened? Somehow the husband got wind that something's wrong. So he started checking her emails and I forget all these names she threw at me, emails and whatever the particular things, and they were taping certain conversations, maybe on the phone. This was somewhat incriminating, or not explicit. Is there any hope for this marriage? So he asked the divorcer. I said, I happen to learn the Gemara right now. I don't know. I'm not sure. I need more details before I give an answer. So if you think that what we're learning is some kind of Hilchos LeMashiach that never exists, this morning, at 8:30 in the morning, the phone rang with a Sitcha Shaila. Couldn't make it up, I'm just telling you. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that question. I asked where the person lives. The person lives in a community that many people from this place know about and they actually live in. I said, who's the rabbi? I don't know. I said, find out where the rabbi is. Very difficult. I'm just letting you know, please, we have to learn the Nidim because we have to know what to answer. Yes.
In Mark's case, where we don't believe her, is that when she confesses Tamei Ani, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if we catch her? What if we think something's going on, but she doesn't say anything explicitly?
Well, that's exactly what we saw in the rush in Tosis yesterday. Look at Tosis. Tosis Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The last line in Amid Beis. For all the Yitzchak, the Bahanu Uvdi Besof Nedor Gav Tzadi Aleph. Lano Tamei. It's a sharia for this reason and that reason, the other reason. Hasan Balmeres Tumeani. That's the mission over there. And nonetheless, you require a particular reason to be matirid. Balmeres Tahorani. Sharia Balav Hano Tami. Awesome. In other words, because Rabbeinu Tosfos Shita is, you're not motzi a woman from a husband unless you have Aiden Mamish that she was Mizana. Or Kinoi and Stira. He warned her not to be with the guy, and she was secluded herself with him anyway. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they used Mei Sota. Now we have no Mei Sota, she does Surah. But anything less than that, Tosfos Shita is Ein Motzi and Mibala. Adi Gemara says, Gemara means Teitze from the Rochel, from the Nitan, from this the boyfriend, quote unquote, but not from the husband. That's Tosfos Shita. That's where she protests her innocence. When she says she's guilty, that's the Mishnah Nedarim. Two different sugyas. Here, I'm sorry, it wasn't clear to me. First, the lady said she confided in me, implying that she confided. She did a very big aveira. Then she starts backpedaling a little bit. Said, well, these kinds of stories always get complicated. Yes, sir.
Is this even considered a case when there's a cult?
Here's no cult.
Just one lady.
One lady, who else knows about it? To my knowledge, no one knows about it, but this one lady who, you know, that this lady confided in. And the husband is now suspicious. I mean, he asked how he must have had suspicions, and he, you know, he put something on her, taping things, etc., etc., etc. Okay, Rabbi Elsai, that's just my introduction to the sugi. That you shouldn't think for a second as it doesn't come up. Now I'll go back. Mm-hmm. I mean, we spent a lot of time yesterday just reading through the sources. That was what they call the first read. Now we need a second read of similar sources. Let's start from the very beginning. Chav Dal Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Anitan al eshes ish v'otzi'ua mitachas yodo af al pisha kines yotzi. All right. Rashi. Bezdin mitachas bala v'shvil zeh shasara olav. V'holach zeh unasah yotzi. The midaraisa asur l'ami leboel. We know echad lebal, echad leboel. Okay, so the so-called boyfriend has to divorce her, even if he married her already. Too bad. Rav says one word. Ube'edim. One word. Ube'edim. One single solitary word. Ube'edim. Zot Rashi. Horet nan yotzi zeh hachoshe shekinza. Tgom. Shabo edim al kolor rishon sheruha shezinza imo. On a simple level, Rashi is saying, two edim saw a mice's nus. Yes, we spoke yesterday. What does it mean she saw a mice's nus? According to the Shita's Ha, Bahag is kemikcho b'shofer. It's almost unimaginable. I can even see such a thing. And according to all the Rishonim, what's it called? Derech HaMenafim. Which the assumption was that there was a mice being. Fine. We'll discuss those details a little later on. I wanted to show you something which you can find, Rabbi Osai, how many people have my Gemara? The Osvada Gemaras. Almost everybody. Good. Turn to the back. Teres Rabbeinu Peretz. If you don't have, look on what the name. Teres Rabbeinu Peretz. If you don't have it, I'll show you the same thing later in Achronim, but it goes back to Rishon. Take a look in the Teres Rabbeinu Peretz. Ube'edim. It's on page Chav Dalet, column 4, the first new paragraph. Pirish Rashi min ha'niton. Okay. V'yesh mefarshim ube'edim min odom acher. De'ilu min ha'niton. Shita. What does that mean? This kasha bothers the whole world. Obviously, if two Adam saw Mises Nus, we all know that then Echad Lebal Vechad Lebo. That's not Pshita. Everyone is wrestling with this question. We'll see the various Terutzim. So the Terutz he suggests, name of the Yesh Mefarshim, is the following. Rabosai, two Adam come and say, bad news, Mrs. X, the husband of Mr. X, and we know who X is, was Mizana with Y. Who's Y? I don't know. I have no idea who he is. Never saw before in my life. Don't know who he is. Now the rumor is swirling that Mrs. X is Mizana with a certain individual. Has a name. I don't want to sign up. Let's use another Rashi song. Shimon. Anyone named Shimon in this room? Baruch Hashem. So Rashi used the word Shimon. I don't know. The sea base of Shimoni. Maybe that's where Rashi's coming from. Anyway, but his name is Shimon. Okay. So now the big question is, but the Adam didn't know Shimon. They said it was. They knew it wasn't the husband. They knew what the husband looked like. This was not the husband. Who he was, I have no clue. We didn't see his face. We don't know. We can't pick him out of a lineup. No. Now it's a tremendous chiddush. Because the Adam did not say that this woman was Mizana with Shimon. Aisha's Reuven was Mizana with Shimon. Aisha's Reuven was Mizana. We know this guy was not Reuven. Who is he? We have no clue. Afal Pikain is considered bad. That's a tremendous chiddush. From a non-chiddush comes in a tremendous chiddush. That's the Yesh Mefarshim in Rabbeinu Peretz. You see it? Uve'edem in Adam Acher. The Gilu Menanit and Pshita. They don't know what it is. That's one interpretation. Rabbeinu David Mimitz Pirush Uve'edem Kegon Sheyesh Eide Kiyur. He's made a Tumah Pshita Detete. Whoa! This has to do with the later dispute Rabbeinu Tam and the Shultas and the Rosh. But he suggests Pshat HaGemara already for this reason. Otherwise it's Pshita. It must be talking about what? Eide Kiyur. Not Eide Zdus. Fine. Now the Nebuka Yosef, they ask you to see. He also asked the same question. Pshita. This is a serious question, this Pshita question. Please turn. Here we go. Okay? Pshita. The word Pshita, Rabbosai, is found in the top line of Yud Dalet, column 2. Quotes the Ritva. Ficha Hikshuz al Ritva. Pshita di Sua Darais lo Shamin Mishun Chashash Lazbonim. Vitirtsu, that's the Ritva's Teretz. Afal Gav de Eidim Eilu Einam Yodim. Im Hoya Ba'onas Oberotzon. Ashminon de Teitze. Velo Arminon Ulai Anusa Oysa. Usfeka Lekula Mishun Bonim. Duki Itza Becheskas Ksheira. Kamash Malan. Adrabah. Stam Mizana Becheskas Rotzoni. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Ksubas to prove that. We assume, Rabbi Osai, that it was Beratzon and not Beonis. Now, it's interesting. This implies that the Eidim themselves, what did they say? Did they say Onis? Did they say Ratzon? They don't know. There can certainly be cases where the Eidim say Beferish is Beratzon. You're not going to kill a woman that says Psukim Beferashim in the Torah, right? In Basode, in Ba'ir, and Rashi doesn't mean Sode, Ir. It's just examples. In the Sode, she said, Nusa, Tzakoha, Naroha, Morosov, Ein Moshi, Allah. So the average case in the Sode is in the Nusa. This week's Parsha, Vatetse, Dinel, Basleel, this was Bonosaurus. This week's Parsha again. She was, who knows where she was? It was the equivalent of a Sode. If it's in an Ir, with the friendly people there, why wasn't Aldvar Shalot Tzoka? The Rashi and Chumash comments doesn't mean Lot Soka. It means that she was very happy with this Maisa's Nus. So obviously there could be Eidim who can testify in some cases one way or the other. They say it's Onus Vlanalo Sasadobra. They say she did it on purpose, so she can be Chai Misa. Our case, they didn't know. They couldn't tell. From what they know, they just couldn't tell. They couldn't figure it out. Says the Nebuka Yosef, they couldn't tell. And we say it was Beratzon. Because most, I'm going to say this in the best possible way, most such relationships are consensual. Most. There are unfortunately predators in the world who do things forcibly, but usually it's consensual that they both agreed to have this Maisa Bia. So we're going to assume that, and even though she has a cheskas kashus, says the Nebuka Yosef, afal pikein, we're going to work with the assumption that it was done by Ratzon. But that's a chiddush. We said pshitas, that's not pashut. It's a chiddush. I might have said follow the cheskas kashus. Wouldn't you? Cheskas kashus, a big chazok. Very powerful chazok. Show what it means, cheskas kashus. Many poskim say it's based on chazok, cheskas haguf. She was born kashus. Elokim asks Adam Yasha. Everyone was born kosher. See, that's the status quo. You want to change it? So you're changing a chazaka de meikar. Others have a different idea of cheskas kashrus. That the average person does the right thing, which is more chazaka bo mitam rov, whatever it may be. Fine. It's interesting. There's one more teretz I saw in the Beis Meir. Now the Beis Meir is one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. Simon Yud Aleph is our Simon. And he has what to say. Rabbi Sai, we were looking in the Shulchan Aruch, was on the Maram Akomas. I don't know if they have it in the back. Let's just see for a second. In case it's here, it'll be helpful, but I have my serious doubts. Here we go. Eben HaEzer. Yud Aleph. Nah. Always the ones I want are not here. And Simon Yud Aleph Siv Dalet. I have Aleph here, which is very, very important. We'll see soon. Even Beis and Hey, but not Dalet. The Yiddish Shulchan Aruch discusses about you have to testify Bifnei Baldin. It's a general principle in Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Nefashos. You have to testify Bifnei Baldin. You can't just stab him in the back, he doesn't see. You're going to say, you are a murderer. You are a robber. You got to testify in the front of the Baldin. That's the general principle in Halacha. This took us above a Kama, how we know it from, whatever it may be. Says the Beis Meir like this. What happens in the following case? Reuben and Shimon. The rumors swirling that Mrs. Reuven has some affair with Shimon. Oy, 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 terrible. Two Adam come and say, it's true, we saw it. At the time that they testified, Rabbi Osai, this woman is Mrs. Reuven. And let's assume that Reuven was in Beis Din. Reuven was in Beis Din, the woman is in Beis Din, everyone's in Beis Din. They say, you, Mrs. Reuven, we are testifying that you are Mezana with Shimon. Great. Where's Shimon? Where's Shimon? Shimon. He's not in a party of interest right now. What's good Shimon? Ancient Reuven. Oh. So therefore, Beis Din accepts the Eidus, forces Reuven to divorce. So all of a sudden, Shimon proposes. And they say, excuse me, there's testimony in Beis Din that there was an illicit relationship between you and Mrs. Reuven, therefore you're not allowed to marry her. What kind of testimony? I wasn't there! The eidus is invalid! If they bowed in! A Talmud Chacham doch, this maneuver. It's Shimon. But Yeshivas, you're not about to say about it. Shemirach. What's it did? I might have thought Shimon's right. You can't prevent his marriage to this woman based upon testimony which was received not in his presence. Komash Malon. Since at the time the testimony was given, the parties who are of interest, namely Reuven and Mrs. Reuven, were both in the room. It's considered Kabbalah's Eidus b'fnei Baal Din, and even though later on Shimon becomes affected by it, doesn't matter. At the time it was collected, the testimony in front of all the Baal Din who existed at that moment in time. That's a chiddush. So you have three chiddushim on both sides, three different pshatim. What are three different pshatim? Rabbeinu Peretz said, name of Yesh Mefarshim, that we don't know who it is. We assume it's the same guy that the rumors are swirling around. The Rabbeinu Dov Mimit says it's Eide Kir. And that's Kamash Malad, if you also based on that, which is not the Machlokos Gedolim we showed, we saw yesterday, we'll see again today. And the Beis Meir says Kamash Malan, even though Eidus wasn't offered in the presence of this Shimon, nonetheless, it works for Shimon because at the time that it was given, he was not a party of interest. So that's three different pshatim so far as to how to answer the question of pshit. Fine. Now that's point number one. Now we go back to the Gemara again. Back to the Gemara. I said we have to go over the Gemara. We did it the first time. Today's the second time. I'm both saying, I'm giving you one thing. I know tomorrow's going to be a third time. That I'll tell you exactly what the details are. I don't know yet. This is a hard Gemara. We have to keep going over it again and again. Okay. Says the Gemara like this. After the words Be'edim, so Rav Sheshti was sleeping when he said it. Because against the Brisa, the Tanya, Hanitan al Ahishas Ish, Vahotzi'uha al Yodo. What is Vahotzi'uha? Give me a literal translation. I don't have an art scroll here. Of Vahotzi'uha. Come on. Literally, let's translate that literally. They, in effect, took her out, literally. They took her out. Who's they? Beis Din. That's what the word Hotziyuha means. Now wait a second. I want to know, hey Chidami, they're Esedim, they're no Edim. Ma'av the Lek Edim. The Gemara seems to say that it's the Lek Edim. Wait a minute, it's Lek Edim. So why did Beis Din force her to leave the marriage? What an eyes and akasha. Look on the side. What's the girsa? Vahotzi up. Ken kasa who? Rasha. Who's Rasha? What do we call him? Marsha. They just want to say a few letters. Moreno Harav. Okay. Rasha. Let's take a look at the Marsha and see what he says. Change the girsa. Took out of up. My show's right over here. It's page Chof Aleph, the last piece in column 2 of the bigger print, which is Chidushei Halacha, for the Agadah. B'chol anuschos ha-gemara shalafaneinu garsinan Nami b'raisus d'liel, anitan alayish esish, v'hotzi uwa. V'nira d'tzorach loma v'hotzi ah. D'alkochach ha'braisa b'dileka edim k'mayri, k'namin aliyel. Most of the fairies, b'dileka edim. Says the Karnei Re'im, Oz Beis, V'ev shal l'kayim ha'girsa d'hotzi uwa. V'hainu d'be'emes osi edim tumo. Avalo yodu amin itma. Rabbeinu Peres is a Rishon, quotes the Yesh Mefarshim. The Karnei Re'im says it on his own. Explain this law in the Gemara. They saw a Ma'aseh Zanus, they had no idea who the man is. V'akol yote demizeh nivala. V'im kein, ayadei edim, ein asura l'nitan, el ayadei akol. U'mishem hachi, bos acher, v'afsikei. Imkinas and emotzi. What a remarkable pshat. Remarkable pshat. Along the lines of Rabbeinu Peres. Fine. Good. Rabbosai, let us turn our attention now to the following question. We mentioned that the Mugei Yosef who said Becheskas Rotzon. What do you mean Becheskas Rotzon? It's not a Chazak of the Meikara, not a Cheskas Paslus. This is what we call in our language Chazak Abo Mikoach Rov. The word Chazak means many, many things. One of the ways we spoke about this a long time ago. It means a Rov. Most such acts of Bia are the mutual consent of both parties. Fine. What will happen, Rabosai, if she says, Ne'anasti? She says, listen, it's true, an act of beer took place between this guy and me, but it wasn't my fault. He forced himself on me. Sounds like that chambermaid, no? Yeah. So, what's the din? I think she was lying, no? That's Muslim now? Huh? Still not Muslim. But it was, they had tapes that she was told somebody that she made up this baloney story, she got a lot of money out of it. Kaf Shamati, no? I wasn't following the story too carefully. That she was lying. Yeah. Meanwhile, the guy was ruined. I mean, I don't speak so much Rachmanis on. Not exactly the world's biggest tzaddik. But it shows how you can ruin someone's life with a false charge. Was he supposed to be president of France or something like that?
He was leading the polls.
Yeah. Is he a Yid?
Yeah.
The story is he really Yid? His mother's a Yid? No. He really is?
No, he's a Yid.
His mother's Jewish?
Yeah.
Shem Yerach.
Yeah, Rebbe, I think we Googled it last time.
He was Jewish.
He is Jewish.
Wife's Jewish?
He is Jewish.
His wife is one of those. Let him do what he wants. I'm not here to judge his wife. I'm not here to judge anybody. Just so you know. Not everyone who says they're nasty is telling the truth. That's the Sugas and Ksumas. You didn't have to wait till this chambermaid. Sugas and off in the Mishnayas. Yeah, okay. But by the way, over here, so let's go some. So what happens if she says Ne'anasti? The Rosh writes in Ksuvis, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, this is in Perek Aleph, Siman Yud Ches in Ksuvis, that she is believed. The Rosh disagrees. Come on! If it would be an Ones, it would have a kol. In those days, anyway, you know, wasn't like today's world. If someone was Netzah, there would be a kol, there'd be a tumult about it. It's like a rove. And the rove is better than Cheskas Kashas. Okay. The rove is better than Cheskas Kashas. Fine. The question becomes, what does Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah says, disregard the rove and say, but she was Nansa. As I mentioned to you already yesterday, what it says in the Torah of the Rosh Hashivas, the Mefarshim, that in such a circumstance, we suggest that there is a concept. There's a concept that a husband has a certain muchzokus, if I may use that expression, in his wife, which is comparable in some ways to a cheskas mamon. Ein hochin b'mamon achar arov. Yes, the rov is that she was zintza b'rotza. But it's a minority that says that she was only was bionis. When it comes to take a woman out of her marriage, we compare it to dinim amonis, and therefore we say, ein hochin achar arov. I'm reading to you from the Stipler, Kilus Yaakov and Masech Taksubis, in the Sugya of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. This is, in this edition, it's Simon Vov. I think the one I had, the more one, I think it may have been Simon Zion or Chesedi, in the more recent editions. We write these Lashonos. Rosh Kotzer Ben Yonah, use an expression. Bori v'shema bori odif. She says they're nasty. That one person doesn't know. So yes, the kasha over here. How can that be? Bori v'shema is by Tanis Mamona. When it comes to money, where we decide things based upon their respective claims. Here's talking about an Iser. Iser Sota Labada. What kind of bori v'shema? What are you talking about? See, quotes over here. The beginning is what I call yesterday the yeshiva sharei. That's how they talk on the yeshivas. I'm sure there are other more explicit sources than this piece in the Kilus Yaakov. He says as follows. He says that we consider this din to be motziha mi bala. It's kemo dine mamonis. Not exactly Dini Mamonis. It's Kemo Dini Mamonis. He quotes this from the Avnei Meluin, Simon Mem Vov, Sivkot Nehei. For this reason, Rabbi Osai, why is it Mefurish Yimon Kiddush and Samach Vov? One witness is not believed, comes to Bez and says, Ishtecha Zinsa, I am a witness. Not believed. Why not believed? And Echadem Bisurin. And he says, Sota Labaila. No. Not Lahotzi Isha Mibaila. Zekva Ke'ein Edus Mamon, the Tzarech Shnaim, Dehocha Bonami Lahafsid Lahabalas Ishto. Taking a wife. Now, of course, a wife is not of monetary value. We've said many times that a wife is either priceless or worthless. We hope priceless. You can't put a monetary tag on a wife, chas v'chalila. Afal pikein. It's along those lines. A husband is muchzuk in his wife as a person, in some way, as if he's muchzuk in his money. I think I told you the story about Isha nicknames, no? Didn't tell you my story?
On the bus.
On the bus, yeah. There I explained it means that the Maisa Kinyan takes place, the Kesav Shtabi, etc., etc. It doesn't really mean that she belongs to him. I'm not saying she belongs to him, but it's a Mukhzokas. Just you want to be a little bit egalitarian, which is not usually the Kav over here, but I'll tell you. The Stipe was bothered by a particular detail. I'm not going into this entire detail of what he's describing over here. And he says, in the middle of this piece, that a chiddush. He says, let's see if I can find it. Somewhere I saw him say, That the same way as a man has a mechuzakus in his wife, so too the wife has a mechuzakus with respect to her husband. Can't take her husband away from her. So this makes, if this is correct, that makes that it's even politically correct at this point. You know, it works in both directions. Again, you have to look through the whole piece. It's a long piece. I'm not, at this moment, I'm not finding that line. I saw it before. Oh! I had a much bigger edition. The newer edition was bigger print. Somewhere in there, I saw a line, something along those lines. I'll call Punin. Fine. Comes the question. It says, in our case, Rabosai, she says they're nasty. Okay. What's the din with respect to the person we call Shimon? I read you the Beis Meir. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. So she's permitted to her husband. That's for sure. What about to the Boel? What do you say? This bum! This mamash a bum! He's ma'anesh and eshes ish. And then, all of a sudden, thinks, you know, maybe they want to get married. Crazy things have happened in this world. Mamash ma'anesh, there's no question about it. There's no doubt, you have Aiden when she was screaming, she was yelling, hey, get out, screaming. Aiden are helpless to protect her, and this act of onus takes place. Terrible. Oy, and now she's all a wreck. I can picture the scenario. It's crazy as it sounds. They go to the Rav. The Rav tells the husband, your wife is Muteris. Mefurisha. Pasuk and Chumash. Vehilon is Pasa. Parsha Sota. Honest Pasa Muteris. The guy has a psychological problem. He says, I can't be with my wife anymore. I can't, because all I think about is that she's with this guy, violated her. No. I have to divorce him. That guy is a bum of the worst order. Why is it his wife's fault? But okay, look, the world's made a book on the people. He divorces her. Now she's never stuck. Right? Her husband divorced her. But the guy says, lady, I heard you got divorced. I saw you on Why You Connects. I saw your name came up. We once met. And who knows? Crazy things have happened on these sites. So they start a chat and a this and a that. Then they want to get married. Kind of married. Isn't there a din of Echad Abal Vechad Leboa? He's Boa. Wait a second. There was no Yisrael Lebal in this case. She was Muteris Lebal. Because she was an Anusa. So if she's Muteris Lebal, why should she be Asura Leboa? A fascinating question. What's Takad Adin? What's the din? Serious question. Hello, Chalamais. What's the question? Take a look at Simon Vav and the Perek Vav. The Sechti Yavams. Perek Vav, Simon Vav. Page Laman Aleph. Huh? Yavamis, the Rosh. Yavamis, Perek Vav, Simon Vav. We're supposed to start Perek Vav next month. After the winter break, we'll start Perek Vav. Just out of the Shema. Okay? Omrav Sheshes is the Gemara. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Ava Pishu Muteris Lebala Asur LeKuhuna. Okay, Nebuch. Husband's a Kohen, has a divorce. Okay, a very sad story. Very sad story. Fine. Now, Miu, by the sixth line, V'nitma de'isa bo'el, af al gav jen kosov avihilo nespasa, yeshkilek b'inonis haratzon, t'lo mistaber la'ostra le'bo'el, k'shimuteres le'bal. The lashon of the Gemara is, k'shem shasura le'bal, kach asura le'bo'el. So too, k'shem shimuteres le'bal, kach muteres le'bo'el. Now the following shaila. This case. Muteris means there's not going to be a violation of the Isra of Sota. Okay. But may she marry him? Does not Mishnah say that Anitan al-Eshesish they shouldn't be getting married? So wait a second. So Nitan is a case where they say he's a Mizana Beratzen. Everyone agreed to it. Here, she says, no, it was an onus. So we had a machloikas whether she's credible or not. The Rosh said, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, that we believe her. And the Rosh says we don't believe her. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, we do believe her. What about in this case? That's what the Beis Meir talks about. The very beginning of Siman Yud Aleph. It's as follows. He quotes our Rosh. Fine. So the question is, what about in our situation? He's quoting from the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Meir has an important discussion here. She tines anusani. So it's a pretty long piece. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. In the middle of this piece, he says as follows, that she's not believed to say Anusa in order to marry the boyfriend. Why? Shouldn't be Machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah against the Rosh? No. The reason we don't believe her, because had she been in Anusa, there's no way she'd want to marry the guy who was Mahanasa. That's what he says. My question, of course, becomes, what do you mean, no way? Post says in Chumash. Chumash. V'lo seal Isha, lo yucha l'shalcha kol yamav. Someone just told me today in Beis Medrash. There's a story in Afghanistan or something like that, or Iran or something. This was on the papers or something. No? Okay. Well, the Rebbe just told me this message today. That there was a man was ma'anis a woman. And they said he should marry her. And she refused and threw her in jail.
Afghanistan.
Oh, you read it? Afghanistan. And somebody sent something email to the rabbi. Oh, it sounds like the Chumash. I said, Chas v'shalom. The Chumash says that if she wants to marry him, he has to marry her. But the Chumash never says she has to marry him. What, are you kidding? She should want to marry him? But apparently there are enough women who want to marry him. That's the Torah of the Parsha about it. And the reason why Nebuch, let's call it a Nebuch, is that she is, again, forgive us, I don't mean it in any harmful way, damaged goods, the Rashi says. She's now a Nebuch, not a Pesul. In those days, the marriage of Pesul was a big deal. And she's not a Pesul anymore. So now Nebuch, if the only guy she figures she'll never get a shidduch her whole life, So she'll stick with this guy who was Manasseh. Ooh. So, but if that possibility exists, so how does the base man know that if she's telling the truth, she wouldn't want to marry him? Maybe she's telling the truth, she wants to marry him, the same as the Torah. Don't you speak of such a possibility? Yeah. She was married to somebody else.
In the case of the
best man. Yeah, but the, so obviously so the guy divorced her. This guy isn't divorced, she can't marry anybody else. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
She comes with the claim that she's a nusa while she's still married or after she gets divorced by
the... No. The rumors swirl about her misconduct. She says, I'm an anusa. So the husband should say, oh, so let's go to therapy. And we should stay together, of course. We're kind of crazy. He's a meshugana. I don't know what meshugana. He's a... bad guy. He says, I can't live with you anymore. I always think that you were someone violated you. Whatever reason. Maybe they're having a spat beforehand. That is just an excuse to dump her.
I'm just saying, at the time that she makes the claim on Nusa,
she's married.
She's a married woman.
Correct.
So at that time, she wouldn't want to marry the person who was Ma'aneser. Because when the Torah speaks about her wanting to marry the person who was Ma'aneser, she's a
priest. I see. Completely correct. Again, the precise chronology here, I don't know. I made a scenario myself that the first guy doesn't want to stay with her and she's, but that's a detail. Now, Rabbi Sai, if what I said to you was right, quoting from the stipler, listen carefully, this, and the others talk about it more by Riches, that the reason why, according to Rabbi Yonah, she's believed to say Nanasti is because she has a right, I should put this way, she says, Anasti, the husband and wife can stay together because there's a muchzokas. They have chazok, one and the other. And this type of compared to dinim amenis. But if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, that's pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah, has no bearing on our case. Why? She wants to marry Shimon. She's married to Reuven now. She's not married to Shimon now. So the fact that the Beis Meir doesn't take cognizance of that distinction indicates that perhaps he doesn't agree with what I call the Yeshiva Charade based on the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh Hashanah Masechta Ksuvos. Just letting you know. Again, we'll come back to this letter a little bit tomorrow. Now, Rabbosai, we have to go back to the to Tosfos and the Rosh. You may remember I try to say pshat with the same shtickle Torah. Why did Tosfos say you cannot be motzei min ha'bal be'edei kiyur? As I explained, circumstantial evidence is a rov. It was an act of znus, but you cannot use a rov to be motzei shemi baila. But you can use a rov to prevent it from marrying Shimon, because you're not married to him right now. That's my whole vart. That's how I explained the rush with the bahag. Let's see it again inside, and the rush again, Rabbi Osai. Inside. So the rush here in the second pair, Simon Ches. He quotes a Bahag, an incredible Bahag I mentioned earlier today. For those who have my edition, it's page Ches, column 2, the first not so wide line, sixth line on the column. Quotes a Bahag with a small mem of the Korban HaSanah is. They motzi'in me'abalash yiruk eidem k'michol b'shoferes. Holesa, the Rosh says. Filin chiv misa sagi im ru'u eidem k'derech ha'manafim. Good enough. Came with the nefashis d'chsiv, not the narrow line. V'itzilo eidem sagi b'ochi kol shken olos rabala. So in the yeshivas they say it's not a kol shken. Because dinin mamash we follow the rov. Dinin nefashis we follow the rov. Dini Mamanis, we don't follow the rov. And this is like Dini Mamanis, to take Motzi Ishim Yibayla. That'll be a way to explain the Bahag. We don't pass the Bahag, that's what we wanted to explain it. I saw that the Noda Behuda has a different explanation. Noda Behuda says, wait a minute. To give somebody Misa, you don't stop give Misa. Who knows Hilchos Misa here? You need two Eidim. What else do you need besides two Eidim? Come on. Hasra. And what must the guy say? Afal PK. So they warn the guy, if you're mizar with this woman, you're chay misa. He says, afal pikein. Now you think he's just going to be in bed with her without a nice nus? He says, afal pikein. So he already gave it, he expressed his intentions to be mizar. So then, he said, derech ha'manach, mizav to kill him. But But over here, the Ostra Abad, there's no Astra, there's no Afalpia, there's nothing. That's a Balabata Shateretz. We gave a Lambda Shateretz, he gave a Balabata Shateretz. Fine. So now, Rabosai, we started discussing as the Shultas. And the Shultas is explained two different ways, Rabosai. By a Rebbe Vitamido. And let's just go through the small, into the nitty gritty. The Shultas is the one who was quoted, the Shultas Rabbi Chai Gon. It's right by the small Reish. You read this yesterday with the Chazarin. It's a very important Chazar. Everyone see the small Reish of Korban Asano? Who was Shultas Rabbi Achoy Pashas Pinchas or Bolok? He eked of a Machur, but called it a Posik, Mafkina Law. Bein mi baal, bein mi boel. This is clearly against Tosis. Right? Clearly against Tosis. Where Tosis said, Eide kir only work to be moti from the boel, not from the baal. Rabbi Natam, chozel the farish kapirish ashul. This is a big question what it means, look at the Korban Asano. Does it mean that he changed his mind and decided that the shuldas is right, he's wrong? Or did he just mean he's explaining the sheet of the shul, but he's a Valelo Svirle. It's unclear, different Girsos, different texts. That's not a concern for this very moment. Hold on. Behind the Kamarahu, the Eidim, Haino, the Ika Eidim, the Dover Machur. What do we call that? We call it the Abdavim Mimitz. Right? We saw that in the Rabbeinu Peretz earlier today. Shub the Kashale, Hod the Kamakiyosa Achav Afsake, Lekola, my Havi, Bibidike the Tumo. Love a correlate kola. That's a very good raya. The Gemara used the word kola in this very context. How can I say kola? The two enders to the Maestro's nose. What kind of kola? What a great kasha that the Shultas has to try to prove that we're talking here about Edekir. Because the Gemara calls it kola. Kola. If it means Edekir's nose mamish, what kind of kola? That's not kola. That's Edekir's nose proper. That's what impels the Bala Shultas to say that. Fine. But the whole bunch of kasha we asked before, you need kinu yastira, or shnei edes nos, kamz rabbeinu meir to the rescue, the Marami Rutenberg. It's not shver. Why? Because ksuvus daftes, pesach pesuach, in a complicated case, what do I say? Kishnei Eidim Dami. The equivalent of the that she was not a Pesula. Here too, in the Eidim Sherod of a Mechur, Kishnei Eidim Tumma Damu. The Kaven Sherod, Rochel Yosef Isha Chagaris Messina, with a small basis now. Vechol Hani de la Kamon, Muchucha Milsa de Yeshkan Tumma. The Eidim here, is Eide Kirish, or they're considered the equivalent of Eide Tumah. They didn't see any snus at all. I have in the times it's called Kola. Kola the Bus in the Suin. Loch Hashin was in the Suin, Simar and Gidden. No! Hainu below Eidim! Aval Hecha Shesh Eidim Shero Adavar Mechur Raglayim Ledavar Kili Ruhua Shenivala Vasrinala Baila Kibbe Pesach Pasuach Obedecha Lachakini Yastira. That's what it says. Wow. Wow. Interesting terrace of the Miami Wittenberg. Fascinating. There's no Adam on his nose. It's the equivalent of Adam. Just as we have the case of what? Pesach Pesuach or Kini Yastira. Kini Yastira. Feirish. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, according to the Marami Rutenberg, V'ha the Katani Sefer, in the second line, next line of the Gemara, of Chavda Amid Beis, V'imbo Eide Tumma, what does it mean? Hainu afilu lo ra'ua shenivala v'ro'u davar mechur, Eide Tumma korisle, amazing chiddush, Marami Rutenberg. That the Eide Kir are labeled as Eide Tumah, because we know what's going on over there. Come on, who are you fooling? We know what's going on. You know it's not considered rise to the level of testimony proper. It's the equivalent of testimony. Fine. Muchach. Yeah. Still a stylistic question, which is on the second column. V'al titma, on the sixth line, two lines under the gimel. V'al titma, the come by Rabbi Ve'edim, stam, the mefarshin le ve'ede kiyur, Rabbeinu Meir's chat. Doesn't stam edim, edim to mamashma. V'de e'boy ede kiyur, come a rab, havale le frushe. Should have explained it. V'ye shlomar, no. The Rav Koi Amas Nisin, the Katoni had Nitan Alashis Ish, Vinitan Mashmalaz Bialmo, the Koma Ravel, also Laz, Yeshadim Shiro, Dava Machuam, Yotza Kosh is Insa, Kacheshi Rabbeinu Meir, Bridger Shulter, it's Meridik. Yes, it's true, the word Adim Stam means Adis Nus, but in this case it's going on the Mishnah, everything's in context. In the Mishnah, so the first one in the Mishnah is Nita. The first one is right, Nita, Nashim, Taina. Taina is about it, it's cold about it. Adkan, Maram, Yerutin, Dukes, Pshat, in the Shulchan. Comes the Rosh with a different Pshat in the Shulchan. Look inside, please. The Rosh has his own Pshat in the Shulchan. What is in the Shiltas? It's about the 10th line or something, a little long. Starts a new line. V'i ika davar mechur b'shnayezim v'kolad lo posik mafkinele mibal mibal d'tanya rochel v'yot. What does that mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Following pshat. This he passes like this. This is the Rosh Pshat in the Shulchan. Let's read together. Read together. Doesn't mean the Rav Mafkina Mi'edi Dover Mechur Mi'abal. The MK Mai Haide Kamaron V'Ika Dover Mechur B'Shnei Edim V'Kod Lo Pasuk Tavai Olamali Hello Be'edi Ki Yiluchu Deibol Kol Mafkinan. Hey. Eide kira are the equivalent of Eide's nuts, we should be multi right away. With a code low posting below Eide kira for carrot, also not kinon. Raksha baal ro dava machur. Ein loma the o karminon. Dika dava machur bishnayedim o kod low posting. Tim kain havali la frushi. The code low posting with dava machur berias abal. This is not a pshat of the Rosh. And the first one on the line is Shah Shiltos. It's two-thirds of the way down, column 2, on page 10, in our edition. Shah Shiltos Mefarsh Devira Beide Tuba! But Mamish Nus! Not like the Rav Rami Rutenberg. It is Nus Mamish. Ubraisa, but the Braisa Beide Dover Mechur. Not the same case as the Mishnah. Rabbi Savar, the Be'ede Dover Machur Mafkina Mibal. For Rav Savar, Plum Mafkina Mibal, Elebede Tumma. Uposak Ashah is a compromise. For Hilchasa Kerav, be called the Posik. Shimro Adem Dover Machur, Vegam Yotza Kol Be'ir, Avalu Kol the Posik. Lo Mafkina, Lo Mibal, Lo Mibal. The Kaba say, the Rabbi, be called the Lo Posik. Ube'ede Kiur. Then we say, Teitze. Avo b'riyas ha'ba'al l'chud, afilu b'kolod lo posik lo mafkinon. Ve'edei dover mechura b'kolod lo posik, choshet kepesach b'suach o'ed echad ha'chakini yastira. Aye, the word kola. V'hai deko'oma ki yosa achar v'afsika the kola, is a nice teretz. Agav the boy lemeimar el leka edim v'osa acher afsika lekola no got nami betchila kola. All right, they use it lav davka. It's because it's safer davka. The ratio is lav davka. Fine. It goes into the text a little bit. We'll come to that some other time. Yes, sir.
What's the status of aiding cure in non-interstate cases? Is there such a thing?
No.
If this is specifically...
Well, you know when it comes up, of all places, Mishnah Berurah talks about it. But a chazan. A chazan is disqualified from being a shliach tibur if he... What if they ate the kir? It talks about that. I'm pretty sure in the Or Chaim. He was doing things he shouldn't be doing, whatever they happen to be. And that's why I recall it, I'm sure you can do a search in Mishnah Berurah for kir, and maybe you'll find that or find somewhere else. I'm not an expert. But that's why I think it's found.
So why should such a concept come up here?
What do you mean? The Kiddush over here is that according to some, Eidei Kir is mamash equivalent of Eidei Znus mamash. Because I'll be rove. If this happened, it was an act of Znus.
But unless we see such a halakhic concept of Eidei Kir elsewhere, that seems like a very big Kiddush to say.
Our Gemara is called Eidei Kir. They see this terrible thing as he's going into the room and then with the shoes and with the roke and with the sinar, gewalt. Terribly damning circumstantial evidence.
But in every other Aedus case that we know of, that's considered nothing.
Circumstantial evidence is not considered to be too much, you are correct. Apo Pikain, we can argue that it's a rove and we follow the rove. Look! I'll bring you the raya. Derech HaMenachem is also only a rove. It's a stronger rove, I admit. It's once we go with roves, so that's a 99.9% rove.
Rove in terms of who's believing it? Or?
No, what happened? You take 10 cases where a man is found walking out of a woman's private room and she's putting on her panties. 10 cases. How many times do you think it was an act of snus? He says it's 10. Okay, very likely. But at least 9. At least 9. Okay? Now, Derech HaMenachem. See a couple's mamish naked in bed. And it looks like a Maisa B. But we didn't see Mikol B'Shofaris. We didn't see the male organ and the female. Well, I could see something in the cloud. I don't know how you can see it. The Bahag requires it. What percentage out of 100 times... How many times do you think there was no Maisa B'ir? Zero. All right, so maybe we'll say one, but not more than that. So it's a bigger rove. So we can kill someone based on the Derech HaMenachem. We consider that to be such a strong rove. We'll ask each other Baila based on Derech HaMenachem. And the Baha'i will say, no, it's not a strong enough rove. We can kill him, but we can't be B'yot. As I told you my shot from before. So over here too, this is a weaker rove. But it's a strong enough role that we can ask the Baila. Because any Adim is going to be based upon a role. So Mali a role of 99%, Mali a role of 90%. That's the sheet. Oh. Fine. Now let's go on. We're not finished yet with this. We're not finished. Slowly. So let's chazer again. One more time. L'chein nirali. Shashiltus, everyone with me, look inside your finger in the place. Shashiltus mefarish devira beede tumma mamish. Ubraiso beede dove mechur. Rebbe sovar de beede dove mechur mafkina mibal. Virab sovar lo mafkina mibal beede tumma. So there's a big machlokes between Rav and Rebbe. I guess Rav Tana Upolik, fine. Uposak hashas. A compromise, Rabosai. A compromise. What's the compromise of Shas? Hilchasa. Kirav. Bekola de Posik. Shemro. Edim. Dove. Machua. Begam Yotza. Kol. Beir. Avol. Gam Yotza. Abu. Kola de Posik. The word. Him doesn't belong. Abu. Kola de Posik. Lo. Mafkina. Lo. Mi. Bab. Lo. Mi. Boil. Like rap. The Kavasi the Rebbe, because of the low pasik, ube de kir. You have both. A de kir and an unremitting call. Alvaria sabal lechut. I feel called low pasik, low mafkinon. A de da mechur plus called low pasik. then it's chashav kepesach pasuach hamelech alach akini yustira, etc. Hi, the koma ki yosa achav avska lekola agav the bala meim ela the leka edim v'os achav avska lekola the sefer not gonna have mitchil lekola we saw before. Ad kan rabosai. Korban Asana points out here in Oz Dalit that the Maram and the Rosh are fighting this point. What did the Maram say? Oz Dalit. Look on top. Ava b'kod lo posik sagi b'riyas haba l'chud. A machlokas to Rebbe in the Talmud. The Maram and Rutenberg and the Rosh. Korban Asana does. All Arichas, who said what? What did the Tam say, the Shilta say, the Rosh, the Raram? I'm not going into that detail right now. Any questions so far? Which is so far, all we've been doing is just going through the sugya slowly. But it's very important to understand, just to go through the sugya line by line. Any questions? If you have a question, you can ask me right now. Lo ha'bayin shen lamin. Everything okay so far? Okay. So far we've restricted ourselves to things which are actually printed in this safe. Only I go to a base mayor with a Rosh Mayon and Ksubas, but otherwise everything I read to you was Mamash here, whether it was in the Rosh or the Karnei Re'eim, the Marsha or the Karnei Re'eim, everything is here. I want to open the Ritva for a minute. I know you don't have Ritvas, but this is an important piece. I'm not sure if you had a chance to install them. I put some of the footnotes in this. Footnotes here, as you can see, quite lengthy, and I don't expect to learn all of them, but some things are a little bit more important than others. So I'm just going to open the Ritva for a minute. Here, Abosai. Okay. We had mentioned before, yesterday, we saw in Tosus Chadmi Kamoy, that's why I like to show things inside and right on the page. Yesh la bonim lo teite. Who's bonim? So Rashi said, bonim ibala harishin. Right? The osi la suye laz mamzerus al boneho. Okay? To be a laz mamzerus. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, avdina lahu mamzerin. How can that be? Real mamzerim? Really? That's a real chashash of a mamzer gomer. Quote over here in the footnote. That's incredible. A mamzer gomer. Another question quote over here as follows. What happens if there were sons who were born a long time ago? Before the call ever came out. No. Kshem shezin so achshav, kach zin so lefnei kama shonim. Oy, oy, oy. Come to Cheskes Kashrus, I guess. Once you ruined it, someone's going to be chazak at the hash, we go back in time. All right, it's terrible. It's terrible. We'll see soon about this. If there's one act of Znosis, maybe there's another act of Znosis, the famous Chelkos Mechoka that I... It's on the Ma'am HaKomis, the Beis Shmuel. We'll see. Okay, this is point number one. I'm reading to you for those who want to look it up later on. In footnote 674. That's in the first Dibur HaMasbul. Mace. But I'm not finished yet here. Okay. What if they had bought him from Shimon? The second guy. Hey, there's no Easter whatsoever on these kids. They're not mamzerim. Let's take the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario. Reuben is married to Rachel. Rachel lives with Shimon. Reuben divorces Rachel. Rachel goes married. Shimon has a kid. Let's say the rumor was true. So Shimon had no right to marry Rachel because there's an Easter of Sota Leboel. Are the kids Pugumim? No. No. It's B'nei Chai V'Lav and Bilvad. Uksherim, eh? But the other day, which is, we like to call it the Rif, and others say, no, even the children from the second guy were afraid. Why? Shalolahotzi laz ala safek demikomakom mizuhomim avdilahu. They're not psulim, they're not assuming even to Kohen, but they're mizuhomim. Can I use a translation? They stink. Not their fault. These are kids of a wrong relationship. That this Shimon, who was Mizana with Rachel, when she was still married to Reuven, now Reuven divorced and he goes, marries her as a kid. Zuhama is attached to it. So even at Zuhama, we're trying to protect these children from. No one learns Mamshah. I told you yesterday. Forget. This comes from the Ramban, this ritual comes from the Ramban. What about Mamshah? We want what's good for the children. It's in the best interest of the children to grow up in an intact home, not in a home which is divorced. No one seems to, there were no sociologists in those days. That's what I would have said. Okay. Just giving you what I wanted to say, but that's not what anyone else said so far. They have a different word. Fine. Now, if you remember, we showed you the Tosas Chad Mekamor yesterday. Just go back over here for a minute. Tanya and Labonim. Or of Alphys Pirish Shiesh Labonim and Anitan. That's what we just saw in the ritual. For Rash means Rashi Pirish Shiesh Labonim min Abal. For Rabbi Kosav Shiesh Labonim and Anitan Omen Abal. Either way. So he talks about that a little bit over here with this one or that one exclusively. Fine. Now. In. In the Ritva, trying to find my place here. On page, if you want to look up later on, it's page Tuf Kuf Tzadi Tes. Okay? They're different gear souls. He quotes Rashi. Rav Afiluk She'ein Labonim Kama. Shein motzin min ha-nitan shekineis alak shiesh sham eidei bia. Aye. There's a braisa that says, when there's no bonim, mafkinin min ha-nitan below eidei bia. It's Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. And Rebbe holds, according to this understanding, dafilu baal mafkinan b'kola o b'eidim an adavim b'chua. Ho mechura adaver teitzik lama teitzik mibala afilu bal korcha v'koshken shemotzim in anitan tovarei odiv bal kol the bus in the zoon etc etc zuishitas Rashi mitoch mashakos of who's alhocha Rashi who says that's true which verse that's shitas Rashi. So again, without going to all these details of the footnotes, he finds what he calls over here as follows. Six shitas within Rashi. Six. Wow. I'm just going to read you off the top. Six? Listen carefully. One. The Ritva says, according to Rashi, Bein mi baal, bein mi nitan, motzin, bezdin the Rebbe, either be'ede kir or be'kol. Not sure, call the pasuk, call the low pasuk. He's not sure. Ula halacha. Let's see later on. Others say, according to Rashi, and according to Rebbe, listen carefully. Be'ede kira, if you call it the pasuk, teitze, be'en mi baal, be'en mi boel, even if yesh labonim. But if it's low pasuk and there's no ede kira, called the low pasuk, Tetzin emi bal emi bo. Again, I guess I shouldn't be reading all this if you don't have it in front of you. It goes through six different opinions, what exactly Rashi holds in this important matter. So, since you don't have it in front of you, let's set it aside for the moment. Oh. But I want to get to what I consider to be the most important thing for right now, which is a bit later in the Ritva, is as follows. Listen carefully, please. We paskin al pishnayim edim yokum dover. It's according to the Gemara at the end of Masechta Gittin. Malahalon dover borer, afkan dover borer. You say, hey, dover mechur is a dover borer? No, doesn't sound that way. And dover borer barayis balam, which means edis nus. And then he has the following question. It's a very important question. V'od. To ish to zinso bi'erechot kaimul and the sharinimo alei. A man walks in to Bezdin and says, I am testifying that your wife is Mizana. So the Gemara says, he's not believed. He throws at something over important. Elam kein mehemenle v'libo nokfo kide'isa v'kidushin. Whoa, sound of Rabbim and Alf. What if he believes the eight? V'lo adifi dover mechura mi'ed echad debiznos mamish sheneman bi'isurin di'alma. What's the Ritva saying? If we don't believe in an echad that said it was nus mamish, kavachoma, we shouldn't allow believe two edim who say, they went into a motel together and came out the next morning. One aid who sees nus mamish, he says, is more powerful than two edim who have circumstantial evidence. If we don't force a divorce in the former case, kavachoma not in the latter. This is the kash against those shultas and others who say you can be most, you should be bothered based on these kinds of circumstantial evidence. It's fine. Listen carefully. Others refute this proof. He quotes on the footnote 704, very important. He quotes the Ramban and the Rashba. No. They deny the facts. Two edim, even on circumstantial evidence, is more then one hand's nus. See, writes as follows. I'm giving you the footnote 704. Adiv birur erechot shemeir als nus mamish kevin sheerechot nema bisur in the alma yosem ea birur shol shnei eide kiur. Fascinating. What's the machlokas of Rishonim? He has the following interesting interpretation. There's a shaila, why do we need two edim by davar shebi'erva? Is the pshat that if one walks in and says something davar shebi'erva, we suspect him of lying? Is that the pshat? Choshe l'shakeh? Or no? Gzeiras melech, even Moshe v'Aaron won't be believed. Moshe v'Aaron, they're the most credible people in the world. Sorry, they're not believed. This is he quotes it as a suffering in the Tosafos of Rosh and Gittin of Yudim and Beis. He writes as follows. Those who hold the Gzeiras Melech to pasel, listen to the words, to pasel Eidecha B'davah should be Erva. Gzeiras Melech. Not that we don't believe it. It's just a Gzeiras Melech. For the chain Gora Eid Echad Biznus Mamish Mi Beis Eide Kir. Because the Xeris are kosel rabosai, that one is not believed and two are believed. But the Ritva says differently. What's Ritva? No. The fact Einecha never be stova should be erva because of the chesaron of birur. Either he's maybe lying, or he didn't pay careful attention, doesn't know what exactly he's talking about, but we call that the dummy. And even though there is a certain measure of birur by an echad, the haraya are both, everyone knows haraya. Finish the sentence. Eid echad, never be surim, because it's kosher, this is trade. Obviously, you put some stock in the testimony of one witness. Mikomakom, bedin, deinev, dava shabiyam, apokos, mishnayam, nemar. Losagi shir birur Sha'osein echad din davar shebiyarva. The davar shebiyarva bin in Yosef birur. And therefore, the Ritva holds, if you'll say that it's enough to have Eidei Kiyur, to ask Nisha the Baal, even though it's only circumstantial. Yeah. He says, Eidecha to better Birur, for right them and be Surin. Umisvara, Birish, Eidecha, Biznus Mamish, Hu Yosef Birur, Mi Beis Eidem Bekir. It's all on a range of svara. Therefore, dinu shimei dekir osel lebala shegam erechad as nus namitaso, and it doesn't. Therefore, you see that ei dekir won't answer either. What a remarkable idea! What a remarkable idea, boss. Oh. But you think this is his biggest chiddush in this footnote? The best is yet to come. Yes, I.
Is our case considered a davar shebiyarva?
Removing a woman from a husband is an ultimate davar shebiyarva.
But there's no ramification of ownership.
Davar shebiyarva is not necessarily an owner situation. Davar shebiyarva, it's hard to define it precisely. Many say that davar shebiyarva is a change in personal status from married to divorce, from divorce to married, from married and permissible to husband and married not permissible to husband. Even that's a bit of a davar shebiyarva. The Lamdonim say pshat. The Lamdonim ask, why is this davar shebiyarva? It's a straight Yisurin. Before she was an anxious ish muteres lebaila, and now she's an anxious ish sota asur lebaila. It's all Yisurin. It's like chazir. Why is this davar shebiyarva? There's no change in her status. She was married and she is married. I believe it's the Avnei Nezer who says, if I'm not mistaken. See a big yisod from here. That a woman who is a sota is not as married, if you forgive the expression, is not as married as an average Eishes Ish. That it takes away the heter bia to a husband. But normally a marriage consists of many, many things. One is an isa bia lekulom on the pain of death. Two is a heter ishes of bia lebaila. Once the woman is a sota, and she's a surah to be a labayla, that means her marriage is compromised. The Avnei even goes into a bit of a semi, I got it, semi. The Avnei says, Rabosai, what do we call it, a sota? What's the word that the Torah uses? It's from this, early in the first page, Yevamos famously, tumok simba karayis, v'nistra v'hine tumah. What's that for tumah? What's tumah mean? Here's the tumah. There can be no tumah without kedusha. Fascinating. If you have kedusha, then you can defile the kedusha and have tumah. I believe he may even say, I'm not sure if he says it, I think so, I don't have it in front of me, that the reason why, Rabosai, we paskin according to many, that there's a greater level of tumas meis by a yisrael than by a goy. According to many, Shema Yochoi, Akam Shameis, Eina Matana Be'Oel, says, I think that Avnei Ezer says, because Yisrael has a greater level of Kedusha. And when that Kedusha leaves, when the person dies, there's a greater degree of Tumah, because there was a greater degree of Kedusha which just left. So too, Kedusha is marriage with the highest Madrega of sanctity. Nebuch, the woman is adulteress. Some of that kedusha leaves, but not just in Agadata, it's even in a halachic point. That's why I think he says that's why the endavah shere promos mishnayim, because even the marriage is being compromised.
So even if we want to understand endavah shere promos mishnayim as being zeres malach, it's clear that the zeres malach should apply to this sort of case.
Nothing's more clear than we know it. I've explained to you. I threw in an extra wrinkle. The basic of your question, although you didn't enunciate it, is what do you mean? Before she was married, now she's married. Before she was married and mutter, now she's married and also. That's not to do with davar shebiyarva. It's just some straight isur. It's like chazir. So if that's what is your question, I gave you an answer based on the Avnei Nezer, which I haven't looked it up. I haven't seen it recently. Okay, I'll try to look it up if I can. I have a chance before tomorrow. Okay, you probably can find it. Just do a search. Do a search for kedusha, tumah. Put them somewhere near each other, and you should find it somewhere. It's chelik evan asim. But wait, I still have 5 minutes. Please, I want to finish. One more point, this one. If I can. Fascinating. Oh. Look what he says now. Maybe everyone agrees. The reason it's not a clear sakasin. No, it's a lack of biru. So what's the fight? The Ritva holds that according to the day which maintains you force a woman to be divorced from her husband for Eidei Kiyur, you know why? Because I thought the Pashut tries this way. Because we assume she was an unfaithful. Unfaithful with a capital U. Not Stam, she's panky with some other guy. With a capital U, she's Mizana Mamish. That's how I told you until now. Eidei Kiyur is a very strong role, unfortunately. It was an act of znus. That's Pshat and Eidei Kiyur. So if that's Pshat and Eidei Kiyur, then the Ritva makes a lot of sense that an Eid Echad who says that the Mizana is a greater birur than the rove of znus, which is assumed based on the circumstantial evidence. Good, fine. That's Pashup Shat. Okay, let's chazer again. He says, Shir habirur al aznus tenase bedekir maspik lesser. It's not in Hebrew. Maspik, that's enough to make it us. That's the most important word. Maspik, right? Enough to make it up. What does Ramban hold? Something incredible. I have trouble even saying it. I just want to show what he did. Amru Chachamim, the etzem hakiru medirabanan, hu bichlal motzavo erbas davar, v'nin loch of the garsha, v'hakiru atzmo, hu sha'ostra medirabanan. Wow. Whoa, did you hear what you said? Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell us. Nothing happened. We have it just read in the Torah, right? It happened. No? What am I talking about? Avimelech and Sarah. Right? Hoshev, Eishes, Ish, V'yispal, no? V'yispal, Batra, V'chiyeh? Didn't Rashi say that? Ever know Chumash and Rashi? Chumash and Rashi, it's not a Rashi, but I always always remember what I saw in Rashi, what I saw elsewhere. Let's go. So what happens? Hoshev eshes ish ki navihu v'yispal al batcha v'chye. Perek chof posuk zayin. What does Rashi say? Al te sova shem et izgana v'yenov v'lo yekablena. O yisnocha v'lo yispal alecha. No. Navihu. V'yodea shelo nogata bo. Lefichach yispal batcha, etc. It's Rashi. So what will happen? A Navi comes and says, the Navi promises the man, I give you my word of honor, with my koyach hanavuah, or my x-ray vision, whatever you want to call it. There was no act of bia. I would say, 100% muteres labayla. He's making a wild suggestion. After Ramban holds, no, asur l'bayla. The mere fact that she was caught putting her panties on, when they said, I don't know, he wanted to look at her, naked, he had to get his kicks just looking at her naked. And he has a koyach hanavuah, that's all that happened. Doesn't matter, to get divorced. The kiyur is so ugly, disgusting, that itself demands a divorce. Wow. Talk about a chiddush. What? You want to agree?
It helps in terms of understanding the ages. Because then we're not saying that Eidei Kiyur actually works the same way that Shnayim Eidin for Erva would work. We're saying Eidei Kiyur, that they're not being made on an actual Maisus Nus.
Exactly.
They're being made on a Kiyur.
Exactly. So Arya likes it? Okay. If Arya likes it, then okay. It's not just the Rav Yaffin Zichron Levracha who suggested this bold suggestion. Arya likes it. So we have Shnayim Eidim. Rav Yaffin, Zal, and the Havdam and Chayim L'Chayim. Arya. Once you have two Eidim, it's Trey Kameya. We cannot vote them. I wouldn't have said this on my own. But I'll be shnayim eidim. Okay, so now it's a train track. But once we're out of time, I didn't want this chiddush in before the shiur was over. But then tomorrow we'll continue with these important inyanim.
Rabbi didn't have it. They didn't have it.